When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we learned about scientific efforts to revive the woolly mammoth, the latest in military drone technology, and the mysterious Shroud of Turin. And you can listen to those programs and many more amazing Coast shows by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Tanya Carol Richardson back with us, self-improvement spiritual author, professional intuitive. She was with me back a couple of years ago as we talked about angel insights, and her latest work is called Angel Intuition. She's been writing about angels and interviewing people about their encounters with angels for more than a decade. And here she is back on Coast to Coast, fitting for the Christmas season, Tanya, to talk about angels. How have you been?
I've been great. Thank you so much for having me back on the show. And, you know, I always like to say that angels, really, they're for everyone. So Christmas is wonderful. Hanukkah is wonderful. The Yule season is wonderful. But angels really don't care what our spirituality or religion is. They're here to help everyone.
Every Christmas season, I think of the incredible movie, It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart, which my mother sat me down when I was just a little youngster and said, Georgie, watch this with me. You'll never forget it. And I never did. And of course, it had to do with George Bailey, who was contemplating ending it all, and he didn't know what would happen. And an angel was in the water pretending to be drowning. So George jumps in to save the angel, forgetting about trying to kill himself, saves the angel. And then the angel convinced him, George, what would life be without you had you gotten through and killed yourself? And that's what the movie was based on, of course. Angels just know when to come in at the right time, don't they, Tanya?
Yes, I love that movie, too. It's one of my favorite movies. And sometimes angels even do manifest in human form that way. And you'll hear there might be some callers tonight that want to talk about that. They've had an angel encounter that way. And angels really are around us all the time. And they're constantly sending us guidance in the form of synchronicities, trying to talk to us through our own intuition, through aha ideas or gut instincts, or even visiting us in dreams.
How do we know it's an angel that's helping us as opposed to something else?
Well, you know, angels are never going to say anything scary or anything threatening. So that's a good indication. I have clairaudience, which is one of the four clairs that psychics use to gather information. And clairaudience is where you hear a voice in your head. So when an angel is talking, and that's what I hear in my head with my clairaudient voice, it's always a very calm, soothing voice. And even when it's telling you something you don't want to hear, like this person may not be right for you, or watch your back in this financial situation, it never tells you anything in a scary or threatening way. The only exception to that is sometimes people have been crossing the street and perhaps maybe a bus is coming and they don't see it and they can hear their own name and someone say, get out of the way. So that's the only time an angel would ever speak to you that way.
Would an angel physically push you out of the way to save you?
Yes, definitely. Angels push people out of the way. They save people from drowning. There's a lot of farmers who, you know, farming is, we need the farmers. We're so blessed to have them. But it can be a dangerous job sometimes because of the equipment. So occasionally there are accidents on a farm. And many times farmers will say they will feel someone pull them out of harm's way with a piece of equipment just in time.
You know, we are blessed with so many hardworking, dedicated Americans, Tanya, who are either first responders, truck drivers, medical professionals, farmers, as you just mentioned, people who are just there for us all the time, firefighters and police officers. It's truly remarkable that they're almost like angels, aren't they?
Yes, they're what we call earth angels. So I think there are certain people who we're all here as souls to be of service, to help humans, to help each other, to accomplish certain things, and also just to have experiences, to learn and grow. But there are certain people I call earth angels who came here with a kind of a special mission where they're really here to help guide and protect and support humans. And these people that you're talking about are earth angels, and sometimes we take them for granted. You know, we're so used to having them around, but angels never take them for granted, and angels never take any of us for granted. They're really always around us.
The new book, Angel Intuition, what would you like listeners and readers to get when they read this book?
Well, I wanted people to know a little bit behind the scenes what it's like to be a professional intuitive or psychic, which is what I am. I wanted to teach people about angels, different types of angels, how you can better connect to them so you can get more divine guidance and feel closer to angels. And really, I wanted to help people improve their own intuition or sixth sense, which we all have.
You know, it is remarkable, biblically speaking for a moment now, Tanya, how the Bible talks about angels and, of course, the fallen angels as well. You stay away from those, don't you?
Well, you know, the reason I do, George, is because I really have no experience with it. So it's something I can't speak to because I haven't really ever had an encounter with, quote-unquote, a dark or negative energy. The closest I've had with that is I have had people come to me, clients, who have had ghosts in the home that were causing a little bit of havoc where they were turning the lights on and off, turning the TV on and off, and especially the sensitive people in the household were, you know, sometimes people are even able to see a ghost. So it was upsetting some of the people in the household. So I've been able to help move those souls onto the light and transition them onto the next dimension we commonly refer to as heaven. But, you know, the interesting thing is the way that you do that is not to meet the ghost with any kind of negative or intense energy. You really want to meet them with an energy of unconditional love and realize that they are probably confused or suffering or in some way they've gotten trapped here when they really need to move on. So if you do have any kind of ghost in the home, sometimes people will say, oh, I saged the whole house and I kept telling them, get out, get out. And I always say, oh, no, that's the worst energy. Because as you know, people often mirror your energy back to you. If you go to your boss in the morning and you're really angry, there's a chance your boss will have an aggressive attitude back. So people tend to mirror the energy they're met with, and ghosts are the same. So we really want to come to them with a feeling of unconditional love. You can call in angels to help and try not to pay attention to them. If they are turning lights off and on, you know, they're trying to get your attention, so you don't want to give it to them.
Can a human who dies eventually become, in the spirit world, an angel, or are angels totally different entities?
That's a really interesting question and a very common question. Sometimes clients will say, my favorite grandmother just recently passed, and is she an angel now watching over me from heaven? And of course, I always say, I'm communicating with angels all the time with my clients and when I'm writing books, but of course, I'm just a human, so I don't have all the answers. But the angels, when I asked them about this, told me that they are like cousins to humans. So a different species, for lack of better words. So there's a similarity there. I think that angels are not just one-dimensional genies in a bottle that are there to grant you wishes. They are dynamic beings, just like humans are. They have, you know, energetic hearts and souls and personalities, but they are definitely different than humans from what they have told me. So from my understanding, angels cannot become humans. Humans cannot become angels. It's two different things. When grandma, for example, does pass over to the other side, she can become your spirit guide. And spirit guides are people who, human souls who were once on earth, who've now chosen to hang out in heaven for a while and help guide people from there.
Will she put in a good word for us?
Yes, definitely.
I
and
sure
hope
so.
Work closely with your angels. So you have a whole spiritual guidance squad that's made up of many different entities.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.